Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Afterwards, President Trump's expected to call Ukrainian President Zelensky for updates. Russia has just outlawed Amnesty International, calling it an undesirable organization. Former President Biden and his family discussing treatment options for the prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. Dr. Stephanie Widmer, an ABC News consultant, says at this stage, there is no cure, but there is treatment.
Being that he is an older individual, his ability to tolerate a more aggressive form of treatment may be limited. But that being said, prostate cancer in general is a treatable form of cancer.
In Washington, D.C., the big budget package being debated in the House passed a key committee last night. This is ABC News. Seven inmates still on the loose after 10 prisoners busted out of a New Orleans jail facility last Thursday.
Head of the FBI New Orleans field office, Jonathan Tappet, at a news conference Sunday.
Seven dangerous inmates have been on the streets for more than 2 days, and we strongly believe that there are folks out there helping these inmates evade capture.
Louisiana State Police Superintendent Colonel Robert Hodges says if you are helping the fugitives remain free,
there will be consequences and there may be charges for you.
Officials say the prisoners got out through a hole behind a toilet.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. It will be back to work tomorrow for striking New Jersey transit train engineers.
New Jersey's first rail strike in decades has officially come to an end.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, the engineers reached a tentative agreement to end their walkout yesterday. It's welcome news to the 350,000 commuters who take those trains every day. Friday was the first day of their strike. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Have you noticed higher prices in the grocery stores? Whitaker's Market is here to help. We have hundreds of items store-wide that are priced 25, 35, and some even 50% less than retail. It's a little like time travel. And speaking of the passage of time, if you are 65 or older, you'll get a 10% discount on Tuesdays. It will be so fun that you'll want to go every week. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and we accept credit, debit, and a Wisconsin Quest card.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the Farm Tire Service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Home talent scores from yesterday. As that season got underway, it was Ashton over Casanova 9-2, Reedsburg 20-6 over Wanakee. Also a win yesterday for Dodgeville over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 6-5. Arena win against Belleville, 8-6, and Blanchardville 16, Muscadet 1. It was Jackson Chirio robbing Royce Lewis of a potential tying home run in the eighth inning, and the Brewers ended the Twins' 13-game win streak with a 5-2 victory. Isaac Collins and Sal Frelick each drove in two runs to help the Brewers end the second-longest win streak in Twins history. Atlanta 10-4 over Boston. Miami 5-1 winners against Tampa Bay. Washington 10, Baltimore 4. Cincinnati 3-1 over Cleveland. Kansas City 2, St. Louis 1. The Cubs 6-2 over the White Sox. San Francisco 3-2 winners against the Athletics. Seattle 6, San Diego 1. The Angels 6-4 over the Dodgers. And the Yankees 8-2 over the Mets. In the American League, Houston 4, Texas 3, Detroit 3-2 over Toronto. Philadelphia 1-0 over Pittsburgh, and Arizona 1-0 against Colorado. From the NBA, Oklahoma City over Denver 125-93, and from the NHL playoffs, Florida 6-1 over Toronto as well. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship for his third major title. That's a look at weekend sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Your first choice for better health. Seasonal allergy season is here, and Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital is ready to help. Stop in for relief from runny noses, sneezing, and itchy eyes. For the month of May, save 25% on all over-the-counter antihistamines, topical creams, and bug sprays, too. See you out there!
From science fairs to sport fields, this class has done it all. Time to celebrate graduation of Weston High School 2025. Brought to you by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, and Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body.
Today, a high of 60, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. East winds at 10 to 20. Cloudy with brisk winds tonight. Showers likely late, a low of 42. Blustery and cool with rain Tuesday, possibly heavy at times. A high of 51. Tomorrow, winds between 18 and 30. Tuesday night, breezy with more rain, a low of 43. And Wednesday, 55 with off and on light showers. Right now, west winds are at 4 after a midnight reading of 47. We're at 40 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Monday, May 19th. We hope you had a good weekend. It's time to shake off the weekend and get back to reality. This is Randy Travis.
There are horses in heaven. It says it in the Bible, right there in Revelation, red and pale and black and white. Elijah left this world on a chariot of fire. When Jesus comes back, might just borrow the silver for the night. There are horses in heaven, so I bet that God's a cowboy, heading off into the sunset in a big white Stetson hat. Every time you hear the thunder, it's just a posse full of angels riding those horses up in heaven, golden saddles on their backs. When the roll is called up yonder and they put me out to pasture, I hope there's a pretty palomino just beyond the gate. I'll see my dad and pawpaw, you know that they'll be waiting to pull a plug, a red man, and take out across the plains. 'Cause there are horses in heaven, yeah, I bet that God's a cowboy, heading off into the sunset in a big white Stetson hat. Every time you hear that thunder, it's just a posse full of angels riding those horses up in heaven, holding saddles on their back. We're all gonna get there in a big long Cadillac. Once you cross that river, you won't wanna cross it back. There are horses in heaven, so you know that God loves cowboys, heading off into the sunset in a big white Stetson hat. And every time you hear the thunder, it's just a posse full of angels riding those horses up in heaven, golden saddles on their back. There are horses in heaven, and thank the Lord for that.
Randy Travis on WRCO and Horses in Heaven. It is 10 minutes after 6. Hopefully you had a good weekend. It was a nice weekend for the many events that were going on. We were at the Race for Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination event on Saturday morning, and it was cool. Pretty good for the runners and walkers, though, I think. And then Saturday turned out to be an all right day. Yesterday, well, that was a beauty, especially later in the day. The sunshine came out. I was out at the Ithaca Alliance auction for a little bit yesterday as well. It was cool, but nice, but really got nice in the afternoon when that sun came out. So the many events, including the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, well attended. They were lined up to buy the mushrooms, that's for sure. A lot of people were interested there, and the parade went on. And again, it was a cooler day, but not bad, certainly as the day went on. Hopefully you're able to take in some of those great things that went on in our communities. Here is Florida Georgia Line.
You get your hands in it, plant your roots in it, dusty headlight dance with your boots in it.
Played my mind. just like a toy. You would crank and whine. Baby, I would give to you word out. You left me lying in a pool of doubt. And you're still thinking you're the daddy Mac. You should've known better, but you didn't, and I can't go back. Oh, life goes on, and it's only gonna make me strong. Is a fact. Once you get on board, take it back, 'cause you can't go back. Oh, it's a fight, and I really wanna get it right. There I'm at. It's my life before me. I got this feeling that I can't go back. Wish I knew then what I know now. Cards and sold me out. Baby, shame on you if you fool me once. Shame on me if you fool me twice. You've been a pretty hard case to crack. I should've known better, but I didn't, and I can't go back. Oh, life goes on, and it's only gonna make me strong. It's a fact. Once you get on board, say goodbye, 'cause you can't go back.
For the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
There are names on barns and brands on gates that go back generations here, and the farmers behind those names carry that legacy with care. They grease the fittings, check the PTO guards, and teach their kids how to work the land and how to respect the equipment. That blend of tradition and caution helps ensure Southern Wisconsin agriculture keeps on thriving. This message in support of farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Right now at U.S. Cellular, you can get our best deal ever and pay $15 per line when you get four lines. That's the same as the overpriced latte I just ordered.
Whoa, man, what do you have against lattes?
Oh, just saying, $15 per line for four lines is a pretty hard deal to beat.
Okay, but is your deal made with co-op-raised beans and house-made non-GMO oat milk?
No, but $15 per line for four lines at U.S. Cellular is pretty sweet savings.
Not sweeter than this matcha cold foam.
Yeah, that's not what I ordered. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Here's great news for roofing contractors. America's number one selling shingle is now even better. GAF Timberline HDZ shingles now feature patented layer lock technology that mechanically fastens the common bond. What does that mean for you? A larger nailing area. In fact, the GAF's Right Zone nailing area is up to 600% larger than traditional shingles for faster, more accurate installations. But the best news is this. You can find GAF Timberline HDZ shingles at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah. There you are.
Okay. We are ready to go with today, 6:20 the time. Phil Nee with you on a Monday, May 19th. And we could use a little rain. So there is rain in the forecast for tomorrow, even though it's blustery and it may cause a change of plans here and there. We really could use the rain. I was out and about yesterday, and it's a little dry. You know, it's not as bad in Sexsmith as sometimes it can be, but I noticed, especially in the low-lying areas, not a lot of water standing anywhere or anything like that. So we'll see if we can get some replenishment there and get the little seeds really off to a great start for this growing season. News, weather, and sports coming up. At least the Brewers salvaged one yesterday. Wow. Why did they get shut out? Was it three games in a row? It wasn't even close. And I know the Twins are playing well, but we can't get one run in any of those games? It was kind of sad. They did bounce back yesterday. We'll have details in sports at 6:40.
Kind of feel like freedom. Malibu, one suitcase, short of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2. One day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. Sunset till I'm sinking tonight. I'm just thinking three words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away. Counting on a bottle to flood these memories. They're still floating and it's almost empty. Take the whiskey rain of this century. Drown you out, make it do a U-turn. If it was me, it was up to a girl just like that. I'd take you back in 3, 2. One day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For that sunset till I'm sinking tonight. I'm just thinking three words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away. Yeah, in about 3, 2. One time I call you baby. Try to change your mind, 180. I know you probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For them sunset till I sink in tonight. I'm just thinking three words. Too late, damn girl, you're the one that got away. Got away.
Tucker Wetmore on WRCO in 3, 2, 1. As we work hard today, getting set for the big job, this is Dolly Parton.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Credit, it's enough to drive you crazy if you let watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working nights will find me.
WRCO Radio starting early today. Our news update is coming up next, and we'll check out some news, weather, and sports for you. Get you all set for the day and the week here in Southwest Wisconsin. Where does the time go? We're just a week away from Memorial Day. How can that be?
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30 and news time, sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs of Richland Center. The forecast for today, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a high of 60, east winds at 10 to 20. Cloudy with brisk winds tonight, a low of 42, and showers likely. Tomorrow could be a really nasty day. Rain possibly heavy at times and cool with winds between 18 and 30 miles per hour. Right now in Richland Center, it is 40 degrees.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Squabbling within the Republican Party of Wisconsin and its county parties must end. That message at the state party convention in Rothschild over the weekend came from 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, who asked delegates to put aside petty differences and work together. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said inter-party squabbling is the worst he's seen since entering politics 15 years ago. He said it won't pick sides in the disputes between MAGA Republicans and more moderate members of the party, but ask both sides to abide by the decisions of state party leadership. Wisconsin's higher education funding takes another drop. According to the latest analysis from the National Organization of State Higher Education Executives, the University of Wisconsin ranked 44th out of 50 states in public funding in 2024, a drop of one spot from 2023. That's behind Illinois and Michigan, which rated first and second, as well as below neighboring Iowa and Minnesota. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said more public investment is urgent. Just 18% of the UW system's current two-year budget of $13.7 billion comes from state taxpayers. Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal included the largest increase ever for the UW system, $856 million, a number unlikely to survive budget deliberations in the Republican-controlled legislature. Life jackets are the best way to save your life on the water, but many people still aren't wearing them. DNR Warden Darren Kuhn says that every boat is required to have as many life preservers or jackets on board as passengers, but that many people simply stow them away. He says no one is going to rush to open compartments and get a life jacket if an emergency happens. The DNR issues around 500 citations a year for failure to have life-saving devices, and most people who drown on Wisconsin lakes were not wearing a life jacket. Elsewhere today, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced Sarah Hagenow of Poinette as Wisconsin's 78th Allison Dairyland. In this position, Hagenow will work for the contract year as a full-time communications professional for DATCAP, educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow's youth was characterized by involvement in 4-H and FFA, which spurred her to join the Gopher Dairy Club, Agricultural Business Club, Agricultural Mentor Program, and the Dairy Cattle Judging Team at college. Hagenow has held internships with Heatherstone Enterprises, Viking Dairy Company, the Minnesota State Senate, and the Animal Agriculture Alliance as well. Hagenow was announced as the 78th Allison Dairyland at the finals hosted by Crawford County Saturday night. She will begin her term as the 78th Allison Dairyland on July 7th. She succeeds the 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel of Oconomowoc, who will continue her current term until the transition in July. The State Health Department reminding you to check for ticks when you come in from the outdoors these days. Epidemiologist Rebecca Osborne says tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease and alpha-gal syndrome can be devastating. Be sure to wear long pants and tuck them in your socks when in wooded areas, or scrub to prevent ticks from getting up your legs, and wear EPA-approved bug spray when outdoors. Also, be sure to check your pets when they come in as well, because ticks can travel on their fur and bite you indoors. The Department of Natural Resources is advocating for its proposed budget. DNR Secretary Karen Hines says from the budget meetings she's had with legislatures, it's clear that there's bipartisan interest and support for state parks. And she's hopeful that the budget that makes it to the governor's desk will reflect that. The DNR is requesting $1.2 billion in the next biennial budget, a 2% increase. Republicans who control the legislature's Joint Finance Committee will need to approve any increase in funding. The community players of Southwest Wisconsin have been busy preparing for their upcoming summer musical, which has been performed on stage and on the big screen as well. Andrew Sharp will be the producer of the upcoming production.
We're going to be doing Little Shop of Horrors, which is a dark comedy that was made into a movie back in the 1980s. It started off as an off-Broadway musical, and then after time, it actually was played on the West End in London, and then came to Broadway, and they made it into a musical. Interestingly enough, Frank Oz directed it. It's a story about a flower shop assistant that finds this plant, and it turns out the plant wants human blood to grow, but then it promises him the world.
Auditions for anyone wanting to be a part of the musical will be held tonight and tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Auditioners should prepare a song in the style of a late 50s or early's rock and roll or R&B song. For questions or more information, please email communityplayerssWWI@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormican, at 608-844-1245. More information can be found on the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin Facebook page. And the Richland Center Middle and High School Choirs will be performing at Richland Center High School tonight. Middle school choirs will perform at 6:30, followed by a short intermission before the high school choirs begin at 7:30. Songs from large group contest will be featured, and senior members of the choir will be recognized.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Today's weather forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a high of 60. Today, east winds at 10 to 20. Cloudy with brisk winds tonight. Showers likely later on, a low of 42. Tuesday, blustery and cool with rain, possibly heavy at times. Tomorrow's high, 51, with east winds at 18 to 30 miles per hour. Breezy Tuesday night with more rain, a low of 43. Wednesday, cloudy on and off with light showers and not as windy, a high of 55. A bit warmer toward the end of the week. Breaks of sun, a small chance of sprinkles Thursday and 64. And partly sunny Friday and 66. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 68. We dropped down to 47 at midnight. Right now, we have a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and our current reading is the overnight low. It is 40.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture, from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Courton, Maine, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up today, a recap of scores from yesterday, a look ahead at games coming up today in high school sports, and the Brewers salvaged a game over the weekend yesterday with the Twins.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Home talent baseball yesterday. The Dodgeville Knights were winners against Pine Bluff Mount Hora Bluffers 6-5. Hollandale 14-1 over Argyle. Wyota 3-2 over Verona. Arena with a win against Belleville 8-6. Blanchardville 16, Muscadet 1. Schulzburg-Benton over Ridgeway 6-5 in 10 innings. In the northern section, the season began for the Cazenovia Reds. They fell at home to Ashton 9-2. 76ers of Middleton over Sauk Prairie's Twins 8-1. Reedsburg 20-6 over Wanakee. And Mazamani beat Black Earth 10-5 yesterday in HTL action. Games going on today and tonight in high school sports. It will be River Valley doing battle as they play against Platteville in action coming up tonight. Also from the area, it will be Ridge and Valley Conference action as Ithaca will be taking on North Crawford at home in both baseball and softball. And going on today, it will be the Weston Silver Eagles battling for a baseball championship in the Ridge and Valley Conference. They are hosting Seneca at Cazenovia Memorial Park, while Seneca plays at Kaz against Weston in softball. Kickapoo is at Wazika Steuben today. Lots of track and field conference championships scheduled for tomorrow, and those could be in jeopardy if the weather holds true. The WIAA released its pairings for high school softball's postseason, which will get underway later this week for some schools. In Division 4, Weston will play at Lafarge. The winner of that game plays next Tuesday night against number one seed Ithaca. Wattiewak Center plays host to North Crawford, with the winner traveling to Brookwood the following week. And Riverdale has a home game with Boscobel Thursday night. The winner of that contest plays at Mineral Point next week as well. Richland Center, with much improved play this year, they are a fourth seed in a tough half sectional. They will host a game in the first round next Tuesday against number five seed Lancaster. River Valley will have a play-in game this Thursday when they travel to eighth seed Westby. River Valley is a ninth seed, and the winner will play at number one Dodgeville. Also, Viroqua will host Boston in the first round of tournament action coming up on Thursday. Jackson Churio brought a home run ball back with a catch, protecting the lead as the Brewers beat the Minnesota Twins yesterday 5-2. That ended the visitors' 13-game winning streak. Milwaukee had been shut out four times in its previous five games. Freddy Peralta started and got the victory. Isaac Collins and Sal Frelick knocked in two runs apiece to help the Brewers. Quinn Priester starts tonight's game when the Brewers take on Baltimore at home. Elsewhere in baseball, Atlanta 10-4 over Boston. Miami 5-1 winners against Tampa Bay. Washington 10, Baltimore 4. Cincinnati 3-1 over Cleveland. Kansas City beat St. Louis 2-1. The Cubs 6-2 over the White Sox. San Francisco 3-2 winners against the Athletics. Seattle 6, San Diego 1. The Angels 6-4 over the Dodgers. And the Yankees beat the Mets 8-2. In the National League, Philadelphia 1-0 over Pittsburgh. Arizona 1 and Colorado 0. And in the American League, Houston 4-3 over Texas. Detroit beat Toronto 3-2. Bucks fans wait for any decisions that come out of a meeting this week between superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo and the front office. The parties plan to discuss the team's direction. The meeting could determine whether Giannis is with the team next season. The player has told reporters that competing for more NBA titles means more to him than staying in Milwaukee. ESPN reports Milwaukee has an old and expensive roster with no obvious path to get back into contention right now. Reaching an agreement with contract and number one draft choice Matthew Golden means only one Packer rookie remains unsigned. Golden's four-year agreement is worth a little over $17.5 million. He says he will use some of the bonus to buy his grandmother's house. Second-rounder Anthony Belton is the only Green Bay draft pick who has not signed up yet. The deal for the offensive lineman should come in a little at over maybe $8 million or so for the next 4 years. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship for his third major title. He won by 5 shots. This one was a nail-biter until the final hour of action. And Christopher Bell passed Joey Logano with 9 laps remaining and cruised to victory in an action-packed NASCAR All-Star race at North Wilkesboro Speedway on Sunday night. That's a look at sports on a Monday morning. I am Phil Nee.
100.9 WRCO. Heart's not ready for the rocking chair. I need somebody who
made, challenges were met, and dreams are in motion. Congratulations, graduates of Kickapoo and Lafarge High Schools. This salute is sponsored by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, and Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body.
Free beer, ribs, ham, all about a big jam. Paid a double cover, then we walked inside. Betty Lou started laughing, said, look at them guys. Violin, keys, drum, saxophone, some long-haired singer singing, looking half stone. Sign outside, said country band, but the fiddle's out of tune and they ain't got a telly man.
Bartender said, see the man pounding on the keys. keys through my hands, and I'm told that he taught Jerry Lee. Heard his sister was married to Irving Berlin. He plays anything from chopsticks to Chopin. Said, I don't care if he wears cashmere, got a wig on his head and is deaf in one ear, or if he goes by the name of Ludwig van. If the Beatles out of tune and they ain't got a telly man. Lick a chicken, pick a telly man. Never would have got a hand if it weren't for a finger licking, chicken picking, telly man. At 2 a.m. they were breaking it down when I heard a singer say, hey, how did it sound? Don't you come around picking these bars again till you tune that fiddle and you get yourself a telly man. Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie, and a Waylon. Johnny Cash, Jerry, Patsy, and the Possum. Lick a chicken, pick a telly man. Tick tock, clip pop, string pulling telly man. Bender, old fender, kick it off, telly man. One, two, three, four.
Ira Dean and company at WRCO praising the Teleman, the Telecaster player. Good stuff. On a Monday morning, May 19th, maybe you were watching American Idol last night. If not, here's a spoiler alert. The 23rd season finale last night came to an end. The top three singers were John Foster, Brianna Nix, and Jamal Roberts. And Jamal wound up being the winner. Last night, it got down to John Foster, the kid with the cowboy hat, and boy, they were all really talented. I didn't watch it a lot this year, not as much as I have in the past. It always seemed like something was coming up, and then, oh, you know, I'll watch it this week. It's saved on the DVR, and then I'd wind up busy that way. When am I going to watch it, you know? And then the next one rolled around like, okay, I didn't see the last one. Well, I don't know if I'm going to watch this one. I didn't see the last one and so on and so forth. But I did tune in and see a little bit of it last night, and there were some just outstanding duets with some well-known and famous artists as well. So if you didn't get a chance to see that, maybe catch that one somewhere along the line, streamed, or maybe you had a chance to save that on your prime time or whatever the case might be. But a good season of singers, and it'll be interesting to see if any of those emerge as big stars and release a lot of records that we play on the radio.
Attention, Wisconsinites! Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well quality solutions.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop.
No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
Going on tonight to celebrate National EMS Week, the Avoca Fire and EMS will be holding a brat stand going on from 5 until 7 at the Avoca Fire and EMS station tonight. They've got a good deal on brats or large hot dogs. You can upgrade it to a meal as well and help out the cause. That's going on tonight. A Red Cross blood drive will be held tomorrow from 9 until 2 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. Some notes on today from our community calendar. Right now, we soothe the soul with some 90s country. This is Daryl Perry.
I wish I had a time machine. I'd dial it in to when country music was king. Load up my guitar and I'd split this scene. In search of glory days long gone. If there was a place called Ninesville, I'd ride like Dwight in a magic coupe de ville. Fast as you could get those tail fins over the hill. With the radio cranked way up loud. Where water tower scene. Touched by Joe Dippy's brush in John Deere green. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that will take me back to 90s. Where you could get your buckles shine by cowgirl in Rocky Mountains looking so fine. Those red hot honeys love to dance in a line to boot scootin' boogie all night long. Live in this place called Ninesville, where Clint is killing time with no time to kill. And dear is loving you against my will. It's on the radio cranked way up loud. George Jones don't need that rocking chair. Travis has a quarter for someone who cares. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90s-ville. Should have been a cowboy can ride side by side in this place called 90s Fair.
silly. You know, of course, you can't go back. I don't believe they found a time tunnel, a time travel machine yet. But every morning when I open my closet, I go back to 90sville, at least. Some of my clothes older than my kids, so that's the way it goes. Anyway, we're heading towards 60 later today with cloudy, breezy, and cool conditions. And right now we're at 40 degrees. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of